Gala. Cardi B needed a team of 9 people to help her with her massive dress. And we saw Zendaya appear twice with 2 completely different outfits.
Capital weather.
Keep up to date on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Misty in London this morning, but that will clear, leaving a mix of sunshine and showers and highs of 20. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
Breakfast
with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Good morning and welcome to Capital Breakfast on Tuesday morning.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, see, everybody thinks it's a Monday.
We've done well there, haven't we?
Tuesday morning with me, Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. I don't know about you, but we've been having a game of flu top trumps today to see who was the illest over the weekend. It's going round, it's doing rounds.
I know, it's weird, isn't it? It's like, I don't know why everyone's so ill. I'm staying away from all of you because I'm a fit bill of health over here.
Yeah. Yeah, and you remain that way. We need to look after Sean over there. But I'm saying I've got bank holiday flu, like fresh as flu.
Yeah.
I think it's like that.
Something to be proud of. I had tonsillitis, so I'm definitely winning.
I got bronchitis.
Did you definitely have that, by the way? Was that self sort of diagnosed?
No, I have been to the pharmacy yesterday, and you know you've got bad tonsillitis when she looks at the back of your throat and goes, ooh. That's what she did yesterday. There's lots of white spots, but yeah. All the usual bits on the show today, not just us whinging. We've got the Bond game coming up, round time. Plus, we'll be telling you how you can win a trip to Italy.
Promise me that I was more than all the miles combined. You must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face, and memories or something even smoking is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some virgin to you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some virgin to you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half. That'll
Hey Capital, I'm Zara Larson on
the UK's number one
hit music station.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital.
Only know one, she can dance on her own. Club's closing, but she ain't going home. Night is still young, where the hell would she go? Nobody knows, nobody knows. Ain't the first time, cause I've seen her before. Smell the perfume as she walks through the door. I wanna know, where the hell would she go? Nobody knows, nobody, nobody knows. No, you can't tell her, cause she runs her own work. So if you wanna party all night, no, you can't save her, no.
now she can dance on her own. Club is closing, but she ain't going home. Night is still young, where the hell will she go? Nobody, nobody, nobody knows. Ain't the first time, cause I've seen her before. Smell her perfume as she walks through the door.
And can't tame her. 7 minutes past six on Capital Breakfast. Just a Young Farmer says, good morning, Chris. It was great to see you again at the AGM in Blackpool on Saturday. Jordan, I was gutted you didn't make it, but if I can hack three feral nights, I'm sure you could have hacked an hour on the decks at least. Much love. Yeah, so I had to cancel a gig on Saturday. Me and Chris were doing the same DJ gig. I had to cancel because I was so ill and I was getting a bit of stick on Instagram and stuff. But all I'll say is my fellow tonsillitis sufferers will totally relate to this. So if you get tonsillitis once or twice a year like me, the best way I can describe it, Chris, is how I think girls are on a night out in the ladies' bathroom. You know, they just all come together and look out and support for each other.
I see, I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
That feels the same to you, does it?
Because if anybody's listening now who gets tonsillitis, it absolutely floors me every time I get it. And I feel sorry for any kids or babies that get it as well, because it is the worst. But I couldn't get out of bed for 2 days, honestly. Mm. You're not looking very sympathetic, Chris.
No, just because...
It's not a bit of flu.
I wasn't 100%, but the thing is, if you're saying you're ill during a bank holiday or around a bank holiday, it's... caused by the bank holiday, generally speaking.
Mm.
So it's like you're presenting it very well, but what I'm saying is it really comes across to me that you've just had a good time over the weekend.
Yeah,
and then attaching an illness to it.
No, it's not. It's not just the sniffles. It's not being a bit run down. Like any 83958, any other tonsillitis crew?
We're going to rally around the old tonsillitis gang, are you?
Have you ever had tonsillitis?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever had tonsillitis?
Probably.
No.
Honestly,
you
would know.
No, I'm on penicillin. Don't just dish that out willy-nilly, you know? They don't just give penicillin out. I had to go and see a pharmacist yesterday.
What do you want here? Violins?
But I'm just saying...
What's going on?
Right, it wasn't like a little illness. It floors you. I was in bed for 2 days. Had three blankets on.
And then got the sweats.
And then got the sweats. It's, yeah.
Well, listen, I do feel for you because it's hard. I think also Chris is right. The timing of being ill on a bank holiday...
It's an unfortunate timing, that is.
Terrible timing for sympathy.
Oh, I'm not getting any... I just know my... People now driving to work that have had tonsillitis are like, Jordan, I'm with you. Honestly.
What do we think? Do we believe him?
I've got penicillin. I've got a second... Remind me at half eight, I need to take me antibiotics.
All day it was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Ooh.
need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
I knew my fellow tonsillitis sufferers would rally round. Danielle says it's the worst. Feel your pain, Jordan, from a fellow sufferer. Billy says, well, it's just a sore throat, isn't it?
Capital Breakfast on Game.
It's actually more than a sore throat. It floors me every time I get it, but I'm getting no sympathy here in the studio, so we're going to move on. Right, do we think the bong man is nicer or meaner after a bank holiday weekend?
Well, if you're talking about not getting any sympathy, he wouldn't give you any. In fact, Ryan Hawkins has just messaged us saying the bong man could get tonsillitis and wouldn't even notice. In fact, he'd feel better, stronger and even more badass.
The only person who wouldn't get floored by tonsillitis is actually the bong man, I'll give you that.
That's probably true, yeah. You know how we keep describing the bong man?
Yeah.
And because he's so mysterious, we say these things about the bong man. It's my new favourite thing, just when I'm bored, to Google new ones.
Well, what have you found out about him?
I love you really buy into it.
Buying into anything.
I'm sorry, Sian.
This man is a legend.
He is. Do you know what I heard, Sian?
Go on.
The bong man can unscramble an egg.
Yeah. It's true. Talking about getting ill, the flu gets a bong man jab every year. This man is not going to care about your tonsillitis today, George.
Don't make me cackle at this time in the morning. Nobody wants to hear that. Right, you know how the bong game works. If you don't, it's dead easy. The money goes up and up, and all you got to do to win is shout stop before you hear this sound.
Yeah, it's all about timing this game. If you wait a little bit too late, get a bit too carried away and hear that bong, you walk away with nothing.
So, do you want to take on the bongs today? You just need to get your name in the draw by texting the word cash to 83958. That's cash, C-A-S-H, to 83958.
Text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You do need to be 18 or over and you're playing across the Capital Network.
Lines close at 7 a.m. this morning. If you text after that, you won't be entered, but may still be charged. For T's and C's, including online and free entry, go to the win page at capitalfm.com.
And you can also enter via Global Player, the official Capital app. Get yourself in the game today. You could be winning yourself a load of money on a Tuesday morning. Right now, here's Kygo, Zach Abel, Nile Rodgers for Life on Capital.
I took the long road across the ocean. I burned some bridges on the way. Feels like forever here in the moment. Just so forever's here to stay. Don't wanna say too much, speak too soon, and scare your heart away. Just wanna feel your light, the fire inside, for the rest of all my days. Lately, I just feel like I can't get you out of my mind. I feel love for the first time. I could love you for life. And I know that it's true, me and you. I could love you for life. I could love you for life.
Take it, baby, take it, take it, up, yeah. to me, baby, like boom, boom, boom. What I want is what you want, nah, nah. Come here, rude boy, can you get it up? Come here, rude boy, is you big enough?
Rude Boy and Capital, 18 minutes past six. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean, good morning. Want to say hello to Kelly, Nikki, and many, many more tonsillitis sufferers that are texting in, giving me some sympathy this morning. And this is the last I'll mention it. Kelly says, Jordan, I feel you. Tonsillitis is rubbish. Nikki says, I have it all the time. I even get it in my legs.
Wait, tonsillitis of the legs?
The tonsils... famously being in your throat.
Your whole body hurts when you get it. I couldn't even get out of bed. I had to be helped to go for a wee the other day. I'm not even joking.
You're milking this now.
No, it's bad. Fellow tonsillitis sufferers will know, but I won't say any more because we're doing this.
It's rhyme time.
Harry's new to the show today. You got a clap in the gaps, Harry. Just give us a practice clap. There you go.
Nice clap.
Right, it's our game. We're getting the rhyme in time. We'll win you something fine. It's dead easy to do.
Yeah, it is. So you're going to be asked a series of questions. The answer to all of these questions will rhyme, and you have 30 seconds, so it's not that long to get as many rhymes as you can.
Yeah, now if you have a good run and hold that title till the end of the week, you will be the proud owner of Capital's and the UK's number one mug.
It's huge! Harry, you've got to do a woo for the mug.
Woo! Yeah, brilliant. Thank you, Harry.
So, do you want to take on this brand new game? You've just got to text TIME, T-I-M-E, to 83958. If you're up for it today, if you're feeling fresh after the bank holiday weekend, get in touch. We're going to do it next with Jax Jones on the way for you and somebody that was at the Met Gala yesterday who I think looked like he was off Something About Mary.
Oh!
That's all I'm going to say, what his costume looked like.
Capital with Jordan North, Chris and Sean.
And eBay.
Download the app and sell pre-owned fashion for free.
The McDonald's breakfast deal. Succulent sausage and egg McMuffin and a latte, all for just $2.79. Something that will make anyone a morning person. So morning-y that even the birds are more morning-y. McDonald's. Until 11 a.m. Not available on delivery. Exclusions apply. Price and participation may vary.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Booking geniuses on the beach do low-cost long-haul holidays. Plus, you get free airport lounge access. Relax before your big flight to places like the Caribbean, Dubai, or the US of A. On the beach, boot like a genius, holiday like a fool.
Conditions apply. Limited availability for up to 6 people, September to April 25. Outbound only from selected airports. Battle protection.
On the beach.
There's a place they call the home of home inspiration, where a family of four can feast for £15, where free workshops bring kids' imaginations to life. And some of your favorite products now have even lower prices. Some say this place can be found at the end of a rainbow. We say it can be found at IKEA. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
Go fast or go home. Or...
with Virgin Media go lightning fast at home. Get reliable Wi-Fi gliding through every room or £100 back. So why go fast when you can go lightning fast with our reliable network? Virgin Media. See what you can do. Visit virginmedia.com. 30 megabits per second download speeds in every room or £100 one-off credit. Terms apply. See virginmedia.com/Wi-Fi-max.
Get summer sorted with EasyJet flights from just £32 one way and package holidays at unbeatable prices from £319 per person. Book now at EasyJet.com. Get out there. Selected flights June to September. Selected holidays in June, July and September based on 2 adults, 5 nights. Adult protected. See unbeatable price guarantee online. Limited availability. T's and C's apply.
Want to work in the media? Kickstart your career with Global Academy. Apply now for your 10 or 12 at this unique media school. Search Global Academy.
The latest travel.
Next, Capital.
Why do I race for life? For our very own stand-up comedian, who's getting cheekier by the day, a bug lover and local celeb around the fire service, and the one who sits on my back whilst I do press-ups. When he shaved his head, I shaved mine, and so did all our friends. Such a loving wee son, whose resilience I'll never be able to understand. His name's Archie, and I'm racing for him.
No matter how cancer affects us, life is worth racing for. Sign up to your local event at raceforlife.org in partnership with headline sponsor Standard Life.
Capital Travel Update with Wizz Air. Fly with the friendliest crew in the sky.
Morning, Lottie. What's happening on the roads?
Morning, Jordan. Because of the train strike I mentioned, C2C, Gatwick Express, Island Line and Great Northern are not running at all today. Greater Anglia is running a limited service on their main lines only. Southern's only running between Gatwick and Victoria. The rest of the network is suspended. Southeastern is running a very limited service, but most stations and lines will be closed. And Southwestern is only running after 7 this morning, and there will be a limited service. More in 20 minutes.
Capital.
Summertime Ball with Barclaycard.
Confirmed artist.
What's up? My name's Jax Jones. Capital.
Tell me how it feels to know you'll never be lonely again. You spend the rest of your life knowing you. You will never be lonely again and again and again. So tell me how it feels to know that I'll never leave you alone. To know that you've got the freedom to choose. You
nights lead to late nights, ending alone. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two. It's true, it's true. My bad habits lead to you. Every pure intention ends when the good times
Breakfast. Just Google what he wore to the Met Gala last night. All I'm saying is Ed looked like Ben Stiller from Something About Mary. If you just Google Ben Stiller Something About Mary and Ed Sheeran Met Gala, it's the same vibe. Right then, it's time for a brand new game. We're getting the rhyme in time. We'll win you something fine.
It's rhyme time.
Playing this morning is Gemma in Manchester. Morning, Gemma.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. What are you up to this morning, Gemma? What do we find you doing?
I am just parked up outside my workplace waiting to go in.
Oh, do you normally start at this time, do you?
I start at 7, so I'm a little bit early this morning.
Ooh, you are very keen. Half an hour. What do you do? Can we ask?
I'm a police officer in Manchester.
Oh, very cool.
Great. You do sound like a copper now you've said it, Gemma. You do. You sound like a copper.
Maybe we need to get you to guess the job. Do you think you can do that from people's voices?
Absolutely. Write that down. That's going to be our new feature at 6:30.
Guess the job.
All right, Gemma, let me explain how this works. So you're going to get asked a series of questions. I sound like a police officer myself now.
You do not have to answer anything, but anything you do say.
But unlike what you do, the answer to these questions, it needs to rhyme. So it's your job to answer as many of these questions as you can in 30 seconds. When the time is up, your total will go onto our weekly leaderboard. You're first this week, so you're going to be first on the leaderboard. But you've really got to go for it to be able to stay there.
Yeah, you do. And obviously, Gemma, there's big things on the line here. And when I say big, I mean huge! Because if you're at the top of the leaderboard by the end of the week, you're going to win the UK's number one mug!
Woo! Yes, Gemma. You can pass at any point, and the word you're rhyming with today is did. D-I-did.
D-I-did. Have you got a breathalyzer on you, Gemma?
It's did. D-I-D. Did. Right. Does that all make sense?
It does.
Okay. Your time starts now. The past tense of hide is...
did.
The animal used to make calamari is...
squid.
You do this at an auction house.
Bid.
Gen Z term for overrated.
Pass.
Capital of Spain is?
Madrid.
The evil kid in Toy Story?
Sid.
Slang term for a pound?
Quid.
The best photos go on your Instagram?
Grid.
That was very good.
Very, very good.
Very strong.
Chris?
Oh, was it?
How did Gemma do?
It's rhyme time.
Gemma, you passed on a couple there. The past tense of hide. I think you said did, but I'm not 100% sure. We were looking for hid, so we can't give you that one. And the Gen Z term for overrated was mid. Oh. But apart from that, I think you smashed that.
Yeah, very good. And you just got that quid right at the last minute. So that was brilliant. Gives you a grand total and a very strong total of 6, Gemma. So you are the girl to beat this week. Are you chuffed with that?
I am. Lovely.
It's
better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, he did very well. 6.
Really well. 6 there. I reckon you got a good chance of winning the UK's number one mug. Right, Gemma, we'll let you get off and go and catch some bad guys in the greater Manchester area. Thanks for playing Rhyme Time today. We go again at 6:30 tomorrow. Here's Hozier and Too Sweet on Capital.
It can't be said I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me to live right, to go to bed before the daylight. But then you wake up for the sunrise. You know you don't gotta pretend. Baby, now and then, don't you just wanna wake up? Dark as a lake, smelling like a bonfire, lost in the haze. If you're drunk, think it's great, but while in this world, I think I'll take my whiskey and leave. My coffee black in my bed at 3. You're too sweet for me. You're too sweet for me. I'll take my whiskey and leave. My coffee black in my bed at 3. You're too
don't you
DJ Snake and Justin Bieber, Let Me Love You on Capital Breakfast. Thanks again to Gemma for playing Rhyme Time. We'll do it again tomorrow at 6:30. She did sound like a copper, that's all I'm saying.
I don't know, I think when you found out she was a copper, that's when she sounded like one.
If you'd have said to me before she told us what her job is, Jordan, from the sound of Gemma's voice, what does she do? I'd be like, she's definitely a copper, Gemma.
Well, we'll see, won't we? We'll do it again tomorrow and put it to the test, shall we?
I'm the same, and I'm happy to do this. I'm the same with squaddies, people in the army, right? Or people that used to be in the army. I'll get in a taxi and I'll be chatting to someone and I'll go, did you used to be in the army? And they're like, yeah, how do you know? I'll be like, I can tell it's how they hold themselves, it's the way they speak, the mannerisms. I grew up with people in the army, my dad's in the army, I grew up on army camps all around Europe and even in Northern Ireland and places like that. And I can spot
you
someone.
Know.
I just know when someone used to be in the army.
Yeah, but what about from now on, like just trying to guess any job? Like, could you tell a vet or a hairdresser? Do you know what I'm saying? Their voice. Or I only think do you should give it a go. Coppers. Maybe he's got the nose. He might have the nose for it.
Yeah, honestly, right? I do. Let's just try it, honestly.
All right. I'll try it tomorrow.
I speak to people all the time, usually security, and I'm like, did you be in the army? Like, yeah.
But is that the only talent of the army one? Or can do any job?
Honestly, it's my party trick. Natasha Bedingfield and Badger, we a donk of these words on Capital Breakfast. It'll grow on you. If you're not feeling it, the third or fourth time you hear it, you're like, I'm into this. I'm into it.
I love the original, so I'm just really happy it's back on the airwaves.
Yeah.
Love a bit of Bedingfield.
Right, got Teddy Swims on the way for you very soon. And the next track you're going to hear is Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso. Sabrina Carpenter, who is a confirmed baller at Capital Summertime Bowl with Barclay Card. Some of the last tickets are still available, just about, to get yourself onto Global Player. Right now, the official Capital app, download it and you can get your tickets. You can watch the likes of Sabrina Carpenter and you can be there in the beautiful sunshine at Wembley Stadium and all the fun vibes that are going around there.
Yeah, you just don't want to miss out on that. It's almost thinking a bit ahead. Think of that time that you could be in Wembley Stadium enjoying these massive songs with us, and it's going to be the best day ever. So you need to make sure you get your tickets whilst you can. Guys, I've got something I need to get an answer on. What I'm going to need for this, I need to speak to anyone that works in... I'm looking for someone who works in a restaurant or hospitality. If you can text in now, 83958. I don't want to give it away, but all I'm going to say is it involves wine. And okay. Something that's been bugging me for a while.
Capital Breakfast
with Jordan North, Chris and Sean.
And eBay.
Sell and buy pre-owned fashion now with no fees.
There's a place they call the home of home inspiration, where a family of four can feast for £15, where free workshops bring kids' imaginations to life. and some of your favorite products now have even lower prices. Some say this place can be found at the end of a rainbow. We say it can be found at IKEA. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Booking geniuses. Get up to 5 gigs of free mobile data for your holiday when you book with On The Beach. FaceTime, Facebook, and a face full of patatas bravas. On The Beach, book like a genius, holiday like a fool.
Conditions and exclusions apply. Atoll protected.
On The Beach.
I'm Danny Dyer, and welcome to...
What's that smell?
Ugh, smoky with a hint of burgers. It's my barbecue apron. Luckily, I can make this smell like freshly picked lilies. Just pop it in the washing machine, add some Surf Tropical Lily Laundry Detergent, and... Oh, my fave. It smells like my dream holiday. Get long-lasting fragrance with natural essential oils with Surf Laundry Detergent. You can make anything perf with Surf.
Uno is now available in McDonald's Happy Meal. So let's see who can shout Uno first.
Bring it on.
Yes. Ooh. No! A wild card! Right. Ah, yes. Back in the game. Yes. Ooh. No! Draw one card. Ah.
Uno. Better luck next time.
Have fun with your Uno cards. Does that one count?
Nope.
Oh. Some fun, some food. It's all inside this Happy Meal. Until 7th of May from 11 a.m. Includes one pre-selected book or toy. Uno range comprises toys only while stocks last.
Get summer sorted with EasyJet flights from just £32 one way. So al fresco grazing, sight gazing and beach lazing is in the bag. Book now at EasyJet.com. Get out there. Selected flights June to September. Limited availability. T's and C's apply.
The latest travel.
Next. Capital.
The future is unpredictable at times, but the Open University are the experts in distance learning, allowing you to fit study around your life. What's more, you'll have support from dedicated tutors every step of the way. Now, suddenly your possibilities are open. Search the Open University to find out more. The Open University, the future is open.
Capital Travel Update with Wizz Air. Flying from London to more than 80 destinations.
Hey, Lottie, what's happening out there?
Hey, Jordan, because of that train strike, C2C, Gatwick Express, Island Line and Great Northern are not running at all. Greater Anglia is running a limited service on their main lines only. Southern's only running between Gatwick and Victoria and the rest of the network is completely suspended. Southeastern are running very limited services, but most stations and lines will be closed today. And Southwestern's only running after 7 this morning, and even then there will be a limited service. More in 30 minutes.
Capital.
Like Capital Summertime Ball with Barclaycard. Confirmed artist.
I'm Sabrina Carpenter.
Capital.
I know that's the meanest of souls.
And closer on Capital Breakfast at 10 to 7. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean with you. Loads coming up on the show today. Remember, 7.45 is when we do the Bond game. Your chance to be thousands of pounds richer. Oh, Stephen Mulhern on the show at 7.30. No, at 8.30 as well. And after 9, giving you the chance to go to Italy.
The all-new Capital Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris and Sean.
Loads coming up on the show for you today, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about Italy there, the home of fine food, fancy wines. And it reminds me that I was, over the weekend, I was having a bit of a nice dinner with my wife, thought we'd treat ourselves a little bit, went to a nice restaurant, went to order a bottle of wine, and I did my normal trick, and I was explaining this to her, because I don't really know anything about wine, of just going down to the bottom of the menu and picking the second cheapest.
Yes.
Second cheapest, yeah.
Yeah, because what that does is if you go for the cheapest one on there, you can look like, and it's probably the truth, that you don't know really what you're doing about wine, you've just gone for the cheapest bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. However, I believe you look more educated if you go for the second from bottom.
Wait, do you mean from the top? It starts cheapest, doesn't it?
Okay, well, if you're going that way around, yeah.
Second from the top. Only because, I'm only saying it, Chris, because I remember being told it's really common to go for the second one down because the first looks the cheapest. So the second one down looks like, oh, it's a little bit more.
Yeah,
so
well, I just go
nicer.
For the price, cheapest one, next one, that's my bottle.
Right, okay. Now, I've always been told that the second cheapest bottle is the one that's marked up the most. It's technically the cheapest wine. Because nobody wants to pick the cheapest. But now I'm like, have restaurants clicked onto that?
Yeah.
It's like being gaslighted by restaurants in a way.
And this is what I wanted to ask this morning. Yeah. That's exactly it, Jordan.
So now are you just best off getting the cheapest or the second cheapest?
Right.
Because people have clicked onto it.
Well, yeah, because there's also that theory that the top one, the cheapest, is the house. And the house wine is the one they order in bulk. So they get it cheaper. So it's actually a decent wine that they get cheaper. I'm talking nonsense, though, because I have no knowledge on this.
I've heard this as well, and house wine is usually good because they want it to represent the cafe or restaurant that you're in. So the house, you never know, you don't know. But you said you wanted to speak to someone in hospitality.
Yes,
today.
We threw it out there. I said, I need to speak to someone about this. I want to get a definite answer on this. John in Manchester's been in touch. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. Can you please help us out here then? What is the crack with the wine and the wine list?
Well, generally, what happens is on a house wine is sometimes a blended grape. So therefore, it becomes a cheaper wine to purchase, so the margin is more.
Right.
Look how sophisticated.
So a blended grape means it's a little bit sort of not as pure. Is that what you're sort of saying?
Yeah. Well, it's different grapes. So you could have a Chardonnay, you could have a Cabernet Sauvignon, and it could be mixed grapes. So therefore, the wine becomes a bit cheaper. So it's not an individual grape like a Chardonnay or a Sauvignon Blanc. Right. So therefore, your next cheapest wine and the wine going up will be an individual grape variety.
John, just answer me, right, if I'm on a date with you, John, right, and you're going to select the wine, right, imagine it, we're sat in front of each other, John, and I say, John, you choose, okay, you know what you're doing here.
Yeah.
Right? You look at that list. Will you go for the second cheapest, or do you just go for the cheapest one?
I go for the one that would match the meal.
Oh, you do.
John, of course, he's one of those.
John, you're talking in riddles here. Right, do we get the cheapest wine or the second cheapest wine? Just give us a straight answer, please, mate.
Second cheapest.
Right.
You do go second cheapest. Right, so, Christian, okay.
Yeah,
you were right.
John, thank you so much. You've helped us clear
that. That's settled, John.
So you go second cheapest, right?
Always.
Okay, not the cheapest. Okay. I like a full-bodied Rioja.
Do you know?
Yeah, I do. Here's Teddy Swims and The Door on Capital. I took a page out of your favourite book. You saw me lies just by the way you look. Taught me a language that I'll never speak. Maybe that ain't for me, that ain't for me. I dug my grave watching the way you move. You took me higher than I ever flew. Too many times gave you a second chance. Baby, I'm just a man. Just a man, no more thinking about you late night. No more running around with your friends now. They're picking the pieces of my soul about the floor. I said I would die for you, baby, but I can't take this pain no more. I thought I was willing, but tonight I saved my life when I showed you the door. I don't wanna lose you, baby, but I can't play this game no more. I thought it would kill me, but tonight I saved my life when I showed you the door. You never thought this day would ever come, but I looked you in the eyes and pulled the rug. You try to take away my sanity, baby, that ain't for me. Brand new music from Teddy Swims. This is The Door on Capital Breakfast. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean. I've just found out that it is better to order the second cheapest bottle of wine when you're in a restaurant and being fancy.
Do you know, it got me thinking about when I was at a wedding once, talking about all this fancy wine, and the woman next to me, she had half a glass of red, and the man was coming round with a bottle of white, and he went round and poured it into my glass, and then he stopped obviously at hers, went, "Oh, sorry, madam, didn't realise you had red." She went, "Pour it in, it's all grapes, ducky." She had a mixture of both.
It really is brilliant. Right, we've got Perry on the way for you, Forget About Us, and Olivia Rodrigo to play as well just after 7.
Now with no buying or selling fees on pre-owned fashion.
Can I get a woo-woo?
Whoa there. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember. But now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
You are joking. I've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Excludes no frills plans. Terms apply.
Only quality electricians like Amir here get on checkertrade.com.
Book through them. They'll guarantee your work up to £1,000.
Let's do this. Checkertrade.com. Guaranteed for 12 months. T's and C's apply.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. On the beach.
Booking geniuses, there's still time to bag a bargain this summer. Fight off FOMO and book your holiday with On The Beach. Enjoy jollies for every budget. Go on, bronze yourself bonkers. On The Beach, book like a genius, holiday like a fool.
Battle protected.
On The Beach.
Oh, not near the house, please. Come on, up the other end of the garden. Oh, it's gone straight through the kitchen window.
We'll get someone out to replace that for you. Don't worry.
With Directline's accidental damage cover added to your home insurance, whether you've smashed your window or spilt wine on your carpet, we'll get you from problem to solution as quickly as possible. Directline, we're on it.
Excess applies. Home insurance underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Get summer sorted with EasyJet flights from just £32 one way and package holidays at unbeatable prices from £319 per person. Book now at EasyJet.com. Get out there.
Selected flights June to September. Selected holidays in June, July and September based on 2 adults, 5 nights. Adult protected. See unbeatable price guarantee online. Limited availability. T's and C's apply.
New York is braced for big snow with power outages across the entire Watch your favourite Ghostbusters take on an army of chilling ghosts to save the world from a second ice age. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.